fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 20th day of January 2008, the third show of 2008. Welcome to the John Moore Show. The more I hear Mr. Phillips, the gentleman preceding me, the more I like this man. I would like to meet him and shake his hand sometime. And he truly has a very positive outlook and good perspective on winter preparedness and winter survival, and I commend him for his efforts in helping all of you to learn from his experience. And I hope that you will also be able to learn from my experience. We have a lot to talk about, a lot going on in the world. Some exciting stuff from Freeze Dry Guy we'll be talking about a little bit later, who's become a network sponsor, by the way. And some interesting news stories. One I saw on Republic's website just before the start of the show. There was a reporter with MSNBC named Schuster, David Schuster, who made a statement live on air on national television comparing Ron Paul to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. He was in the process of comparing various Republican candidates to what he felt were their Iraqi counterparts, the Shias, the Kurds, the Sunnis, and so forth. And last but not least, he mentioned Ron Paul and compared Ron Paul to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. An absolute outrage. I expect to see much more of this. Mass media can make Mother Teresa look like a prostitute and make Albert Einstein look like a moron, IQ-wise. That's what they're capable of doing. It's a tragic thing, and in fact, it reminds me of a film. I don't know how I managed to spend most of my adult life now having seen this film, the film Network, which came out in the mid-70s, about 31, 32 years ago. We'll talk about Network a little bit when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Mortis, Sunday the 20th day of January 2008. Before the break, I was talking about the feature film Network. It came out in January of 1977, 31 years ago this month. In fact, almost to the day, the 29th of January 1977. Fairly raw language, I have to admit, especially for that point in time. In fact, very raw language. However, there are some scenes in there that are timeless and have become part of Americana, shall we say, and some quotes. In particular, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Interesting story, fictional account of a network news guy, anchorman, who had fallen on hard times with his career and his life I think it's worth getting. If you can rent it or find it at the library or get it off of eBay, whatever. Got some old stars in it. They were an old time. Faye Dunaway, William Holden, Peter Finch, Robert Duvall, Ned Beatty. Peter Finch played the lead character, Howard Beale, the middle-aged news reporter. There's some things in there that were very cutting edge at the time, and still have as much significance today. Commentaries on our culture, commentaries on our people as a whole. And I think the film is well worthwhile. The economy. Let's talk about the economy a little bit. In my opinion, from what I'm seeing, if the powers that be decide to pull the plug on this economy, where you are very, very near that point. This economy can be massaged and manipulated to keep it going as long as the international bankers decide that they want it to keep going, or they can pull the plug and have this economy and the U.S. dollar completely collapse, which may very well be the case. They're not telling me. I doubt they're telling any of you. Point being, you would all be well advised to become as independent as you can. If you have employment, it might be a bit shaky in an economic downturn. You may want to be thinking about what skills you have that would be still viable and still very marketable and desirable in economic hard times. It's going to be different for different people. It's not up to me to tell you what they might be. If you don't have skills that would be viable and desirable in economic hard times, it may be a good time to consider the acquisition of such skills, getting the training, the experience, whatever it is, to have skills that are useful, desirable, and marketable in hard economic times. And it's going to be a different set of skill set for different people, obviously. Paying down debt is a good thing. Credit card debt is typically high interest. That's a good thing to get rid of that. Having at least one motor vehicle that's paid for and does not have any debt owed against it is some peace of mind. Having a one-year-plus supply of food in a cool, dry, secure place is great peace of mind. Absolutely great peace of mind. If you need or a loved one needs pharmaceutical products for their health or their very survival in life, setting aside a 1 month, 2 month, or 6 month supply of that pharmaceutical product would be peace of mind. And I know the first thing people will say, oh, John, my insurance won't pay for it. Well, my response is, so what? That's my response. If you have a loved one, especially a child or an older person who can't take care of themselves and needs people to help them, this could become a matter of life and death. Having a 1 month or several month supply of whatever pharmaceutical product it might be, or doing your homework, doing your research, and finding alternative substitutes, natural substitutes. It might be herbal products, might be food supplementation, or even something else that could possibly take the place of a pharmaceutical product. Americans tend to be the most over-medicated population on the planet. Absolutely we are, as a whole. It's very, very likely that your loved one may not need as much of the pharmaceutical product you're taking, may not need it at all, or there might be a substitute of a natural source that could be used in the event that that pharmaceutical product is no longer available because the money isn't there, or we are suffering under civil disorder and the delivery simply can't be made to your local pharmacy. Consider it. Absolutely consider it. I have an announcement here from Republic Broadcasting that Ron Paul will have a get-together on Monday, the 4th day of February, in Parsons, Tennessee. And the location will be Granny's Kitchen Restaurant, Granny's Kitchen Restaurant. And there is a phone number. There's a name and a phone number for contact information. And he'll give a time for this meeting. And the contact person is, how do you say this? Cheyenne, I guess. Sheyanne. Cheyenne. And the telephone number is 731-967-2933. I say again slowly, 731-967-2933. Get to meet Ron and Paul in person at Granny's Kitchen on February the 4th, Monday, February 4th in Parsons, Tennessee. If you're anywhere within a couple of hour drive of there, that might be a great opportunity to meet a true patriot and a great man. I support Ron and Paul. I believe in what he's doing. He doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of being the candidate of the Republican Party for president, in my opinion, based on my intimate knowledge of Republican politics, at least at the congressional level. But it's great what he's doing. I have to admit, I applaud what he's doing. It's great what he's doing, and he has a forum between now and the Republican convention that he will never, ever have again in his life, given his age and what goes on in this country, these four-year cycles. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for this man to have a forum to say things that absolutely need to be said. That by itself is enough to support this man with your time and your money. Keep it in perspective, but he certainly deserves our support. If you haven't looked at the Republic Broadcasting site lately, you need to check it out. There's new stuff there every day, republicbroadcasting.org. Articles that certainly bear looking at and studying, products and services that you can't find or won't find anywhere else. Great stuff and a very professionally done website, and I really urge people to check it out as frequently as you can. Work it into your schedule. It might be once a day. It might be once a week. Whatever works in your schedule, you need to check out republicbroadcasting.org. Well, I've been going through my winter preparedness, upgrading some of the things around the ranch here, making sure that our car kits are squared away. We're certainly in the dead of war, and we got the rest of January and February down here in the mountains of the Ozarks before we can expect any warmer weather. March, typically the last number of years, has been a fairly decent month. In years past, it's been a heavy snow month, so it could go either way. Hopefully, it'll be a warm March for us. But we've got a good 6 weeks of winter. I woke up this morning, it was 3 degrees, which in this part of the country is pretty much about as cold as it ever gets. We occasionally get some below zero weather. But 3 degrees is cold enough to get your attention. I know the dogs, we've got a couple of dogs, and we've got a place where they can get in and out of the heat. They're not in the house, in the main part of the house, but they can get out of the heat, a warm room, through a little dog door, and they certainly enjoy being able to spend the night in there. And still come and go as I see fit, responding to whatever noise might be going on outside. I had a pistol class yesterday. Several gentlemen received their certificates at the end of the day for concealed carry permits for the state of Missouri. And I've got another pistol class is coming Saturday. It's been a passion of mine for a number of years. I've been an NRA certified instructor now for more than 20 years. The first 15 or so of those years, we didn't have concealed carry in this state, but we trained people anyway in the safe handling and use of firearms and how to defend themselves with firearms as well. Now that we have concealed carry, it's taken on a whole different tone that people can legally carry pistols concealed in the state of Missouri. And that's a good thing. That's a great thing. That's certainly the way it should be. I look forward to doing that next Sunday and a lot more pistol classes as we get deeper into 2008. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a live call-in show, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. I've had some interesting guests already this year, and we'll talk about that and more when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Runs while others walk. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is JRR. It is Sunday, the 20th day of January 2008. Well, I've just received from Freeze Dry Guy his January February special for 2008. The specials are run to get new customers and help new customers achieve their goals, where discounts are given. Substantial savings, and that's certainly the case here. And 1 year supply of Mountain House vegetables. For this one low price, you get three cases of one containing one case each of freeze-dried corn, green beans, and green peas. Each case has 18 number 10 cans. A number 10 can, in case you don't know it, is about the size of a 3-pound coffee can. That's about the size of a number 10 can. So each of the three cases has 18 of those heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans full of freeze-dried vegetables. 1 year supply of vegetables for one person. Now that unit of three cases delivered is $320 anywhere within the lower 48 states. That's a real bargain. The same thing for three people. It would be 1 year supply for three people, or obviously 3 years for one person, would be $940. That's a savings of $129.56. See, the savings for the 1 year for one person is $36.52. That's a good deal because his prices are good to begin with. A couple of different ways to get a hold of Freeze Dry Guy. One's his website, obviously, freezedryguy.com. We've got a couple of different numbers that you can write down. His toll-free number is 866-404-3663. His regular landline is 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333. And that takes care of Freeze Dry Guy for a while. So we've got some callers on hold. This is a live call-in show. The number is 800-313-9443. We'll go to the calls in a moment. I want to talk just a bit about our guests we've had and the guests we're going to have. Major Ed Dames, U.S. Military Intelligence, retired last week. Excellent, excellent guest. Information that I wasn't aware of previously. I'm sure most of you weren't aware of it either. We're going to be having Professor McCanny on again soon to give us some updates on what he's learning about common homes and other weather-related matters and earth changes matters, science matters. I hope to have the archaeologist that we had on not too long ago, Jonathan Gray from New Zealand, talking about archaeology matters and finding things that where they shouldn't be, advanced technology going back 3,000+ years ago. It's going to be a great year, and we're going to have some good guests, and we'll have a great time and a lot of fun doing this. Going straight to the phones, we got Robert in Nevada. Are you there, sir?
Hello. I live in Reno, and we're about at 4,500 feet high and on eastern side of the Sierra Nevada Mountains. And I was wondering how Reno appears to possibly fare during the upcoming climate and earth changes, in your opinion.
Well, stay on the phone. We'll discuss this a little bit. Do you or anybody you know have a vegetable garden and or fruit trees in your yard?
No, yeah. I live in an apartment.
Okay. In the surrounding area where people have yards, do any of those people have vegetable gardens or fruit trees?
No. Everyone's pretty much sleepwalking up here. They're not aware of what we're going to be facing.
Okay. There's another aspect of this. If a person chose to, could a person have a vegetable garden and fruit trees without watering from a source other than rain?
No, we don't get enough water.
Okay, there's the answer to your question, sir.
Okay.
There's the answer to your question.
Okay.
You need to live someplace where fruits and vegetables and fruit trees can grow with just being tended by a person who will put down a little fertilizer and pull the weeds and make sure there's no bugs on it. And this goes for anybody listening, not just Robert and Rene Vada. If you're not living someplace now that can't grow a vegetable garden and fruit trees, it certainly won't be able to do it in the future in hard times. If you can't do it in normal times, you're certainly, absolutely won't be able to do it in hard times. That's the answer to your question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Richard from Arizona, are you there, sir?
Your guest last week, Mr. Ed Dames.
Right.
Colonel Ed Dames.
Yes, sir.
Major, your impression, John. Seems like, sounded like you, even you were a little bit overwhelmed by everything he was telling you.
Well, he went some directions I didn't expect. That's okay. That's the nature of intelligence work. In fact, I was just reading a few minutes ago that the 10,000 men in Vietnam involved in intercepting radio communications could not predict the offensive that began January 29, 1968. You gonna hold on, Richard? We'll get right back to you after the break. Hold on. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies, and we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It's Sunday, the 20th day of January, 2008. And we're visiting with Richard, who lives in Arizona at, was it 6,900 feet above sea level? Richard?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You're 6,900 feet above sea level?
6,900 feet, right.
Whoa, that's breathtaking. Is it easy to breathe? You can breathe okay up there, huh?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
I guess you have to get above 12,000 feet before you start getting a little short on oxygen for normal conditions, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's very rural, and that's the way I like it, because there's less people and more privacy.
Absolutely. So what's your question or comment today, sir?
Oh, I was just about Colonel Ed Dames. I mean, it was just kind of overwhelming, and I'm sure it might have been overwhelming to some of your listeners also.
Any normal person, it would be. The four things he listed are sounds like the four horses of the apocalypse, doesn't it?
I know.
Man, oh man! Whoa, breathtaking.
I was just interested in your comments, and you went into it before I got on the line. But I was just interested in your comments about you, because I would imagine that people were sitting at home going, "Wow, what do I have any hope?"
Any normal person would go, "Wow," and. Yeah, is that pretty much the extent of what you had to comment on now, Richard?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, I appreciate John. You calling. Don't be a stranger. Call in again.
All right, John. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. This is radio. We can't assume people listened last week, and I'll do a quick summary of what happened. One of you listeners, Pete, and I won't mention Pete's last name, but Pete sent me a DVD done by Ed Dames titled Kill Shot. It's not terribly long, and you can get this at Major, I'm starting to call him Colonel, Major Ed Dames' website, Learn RV. It's learnromeovictor.com. Kill Shot is it's about a half an hour, give or take a few minutes, talking about future Earth changes. After watching it, I realized that his conclusions are pretty much mirror image of Professor McKinney, myself, and some others who've been studying this a number of years. So he came on and specifically to talk about that topic, and then we went off into some other areas that his people, his professional remote viewers, have come up with some conclusions that were very disturbing, other than the Earth changes, which were disturbing enough, and they had to do with a economic collapse of the United States, a worldwide flu pandemic that would kill millions of people, and North Korea setting off nuclear weapons. So, like I was just saying to Richard there a moment ago, it sounded like the four horses of the apocalypse. What fascinated me about his work regarding Earth changes is something I've been very aware of now since I went into military intelligence 41 years ago, and that's to be very thoughtful about and look very carefully at men reaching the same conclusion by different methods. I say again, men and women reaching the same conclusion by different methods. And that's exactly what we had here regarding Major Ed Dames, U.S. military intelligence retired in his work with remote viewing. Remote viewing is real. The intelligence agencies don't mess around with flights of fancy. Remote viewing is a real procedure that really is done to gain useful intelligence. And we've got on hold Malcolm from Illinois. Are you there, sir? Malcolm, speak up. He dropped off. Well, we lost Malcolm. If you want to call back, Malcolm, you're certainly welcome to. I know things happen. You have a pot of food on the stove that needs to be attended to, or a barking dog, or a child that needs to have a diaper change. Things happen, you hang on the phone. That's understandable. I was talking to a freeze-dry guy the other day, and he says, John, I was looking at that book you got on your website, that communications book. He says, I'm going to order a couple of them. Now, freeze-dry guy and I share a common military experience, and this is a guy like myself who's, as the saying goes, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. We're always on the phone, swapping back and forth, and exchanging ideas about field gear and how to make things work better, be more comfortable, be more efficient, be more practical. And he and I, with our common military experience and heritage, we recognize the value of immediate, effective radio communications. Immediate, effective radio communications. We live in a country where the most powerful country on the planet, allegedly, could not find the Superdome for how many days to deliver fresh water to these people? For how many days? Was it 3 days or was it 5 days? Doesn't matter. It seems like everybody in the country knew the people in the Superdome needed fresh drinking water, except the federal government of the United States of America. Now, you're on your own in an emergency, ladies and gentlemen. There may be a TV crew filming you and your distress and your sorrow and your lack of drinking water. It doesn't mean that drinking water is going to show up. That brings us back to communications. Being able to communicate with your loved ones and with others who are your friends and neighbors so you can help each other, you can assist each other, so you can inform each other, and so you can stay informed. Anytime I leave the house, I am able to intercept all local emergency frequencies at the local level, which would be towns and cities, the county level, and the state level. I can intercept and monitor all those frequencies. Plus, when I'm on the highway, I monitor the Citizens Band Channel 19. That's the truckers, the one the truckers have been using for decades. And I know what's going on. I know if there's a drunk driver on the same road I'm in, traveling the same direction I'm in. I know if there's a wrong-way driver coming down the highway. I know if there's an accident up ahead of me that's blocking the road that I need to get off the highway. I know if there's a careless and imprudent person driving a sports car coming up behind me at 90 miles an hour. I know all those things. If you don't have this book, you need it. There is a tiny fraction of you out there who have ham radio license. I have mine. I just renewed it. It's a 10-year license. I think it costs it's less than $20 to renew your license. I just renewed my 10-year license. Was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago? So I'm pretty well into my second 10-year license. Using professional-grade radio equipment, I assure you, is not like turning on your TV or that radio on your dash of your automobile or pickup truck or the one sitting on your kitchen table. I assure you it is not the same. It is different. You need to know about principles of antennas, how to power up your system when the power grid goes down, how to properly set up radios for mobile use and for base use, which antennas serve which purpose, how much power you need to transmit to get a certain distance, and on and on and on. Among some of the things you'll learn will be why cell phones are dangerous. You'll learn about the safety precautions that all ham radio operators learn about. Lots of good things there. The book I offer on my website, thelibertyman.com, is titled Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, How to Build and Power Your System. Might be the best $25 you ever spent. That plus my article, No Need for Panic, would be a great combination. No Need for Panic is my 19-page article concerning future Earth changes. And here we got Pete from Washington. Pete, are you there, sir?
I am.
Is this Pete that sent me the DVD?
That is me.
Good afternoon, sir.
Well, that was quite a show last
article week. Your article about the bankers you emailed was excellent, by the way. But what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to discuss something about your show with Ed Dames. I tried right toward the end to get in, and all I managed to get in was a parody of a question. But okay. It did bring out something. And I asked, you know, where on the earth will we not turn into crispy critters?
Right, you did. That was you? Okay.
Yeah. And he went into, launched into about barbecue zones.
On his DVD that you sent me, he did show some safe zones in certain latitudes.
Right.
But if you heard my response last week, Pete, I mentioned that apparently the federal government wasn't too sure of themselves.
Yes.
Because of the way they're building their shelters.
Yes.
And they have access, they being the federal government, allegedly would have access to the best scientific planning and knowledge available.
I'm not so sure. If these are the same people who came up with global warming, I don't know how sure I'd be about that.
Global warming's a cover story, Pete.
Yeah?
Come on now, you know that.
how do you tell a scientist from a scientist anymore?
We need to talk about this a little bit. It's a brilliant cover story. It's an absolutely brilliant cover story to convince people something is not true.
Yeah, I got to admit. I have friends who won't talk to me anymore because I've pointed that out to them. And they've bought it completely, and I'm sorry.
Well, you've done your duty. You know, you've
I
got
have.
My
it seems to be my job to get people together and get information out. It looks like hooking you up with Ed and getting him involved with the professor, there may be a new height of information coming out here. Is that right?
Well, the word you're looking for is synergy.
There you go.
Or maybe symbiotic.
Yeah.
One of my clients, he's an attorney I've worked with for 30 years. He and I have a symbiotic relationship, and our brains are very, very compatible.
Uh-huh.
And the same thing could possibly take place. I'm not going to make any predictions, but between Major Ed Dames, Jim McKinney, myself, maybe some others, there could be a symbiosis created that would cause us to think about things, do things, and get information out that would never happen otherwise.
You know, I used to listen to Ed when he was on Art Bell back in the 90s, and a whole lot of people didn't like him because he's so, he's kind of stiff and straight. The information he was coming out with then is being verified now.
Yeah, but given his history, you know, he and I are the same age, probably give or take a couple of months either way.
Yeah.
When you're 19, 20 years old and you're going through highly disciplined military training, it makes you stiff. Of course it does. And it's hard to overcome that. I work diligently at trying to loosen up myself.
Well, you know, somehow I can recognize it and forgive it in you. I had trouble with Ed, although on your show, the way you interacted with him, you were the perfect person to be talking to him.
Well, he and I hit it off real good initially with email and talking on the phone. We have so many common military experiences, and anybody close in the same age, you know, I talked about Barry Sadler and Battle of the Green Berets.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He and I were both in high school when that was the number one song in 1966. And so we share a lot of common experiences, and I genuinely like the guy, and that helps a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And it comes across in my voice, and it comes across in his voice.
Well, I'm really looking forward to your next show with him, and if you can ever get him and the professor on together, would just be so wonderful.
Well, it may be. We can't predict how wonderful it might be or what a disaster it might be beforehand. You know, these men have egos, and they've got their base of knowledge, and hopefully they would click, and it would be wonderful. But I wouldn't want to predict.
I guess now that you mention it, there is that. Well, I'll tell you. I won't stay on any longer. But I got my the radio book.
Yes, sir.
And I've gone through it, and I think that's an excellent book for people who don't have any radio background or any knowledge about emergency equipment or radio equipment. It gets a smattering of everything. I even found some stuff in there about GPS I didn't know.
Yes, sir.
I highly recommend
it. Yeah, and even for a person with a ham license, these ham radio operators, God bless them, they tend to be stay within their hobby and not venture outside their hobby. The author of this book did, of course. He's a pretty multifaceted guy. But most people, these ham radio operators, they have things that they can learn in this book as well.
I have a funny feeling that the guy who wrote the book and I are probably around the same age. I used to build my own receivers and transmitters. So,
The co-author that I've interviewed, he's a World War II veteran.
Yeah.
Even
older than me.
Well, the actual author on the cover page is Dave Ingram.
Uh-huh.
So it was co-authored with him and Mr. Harrington, Tom Harrington. It was a pretty common thing for young men in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and even into the 60s to have a Boy Scout project or Cub Scout project doing a little radio of some sort with a razor blade to make it work or some other silly thing.
Uh-huh.
Is that the kind of thing you used to do when you were a child?
Oh, I have built every kind of crystal radio you can imagine, including the razor blade one.
Okay.
And even with one with a crystal I dug out of the ground myself.
No kidding.
Yeah, a piece of galena.
No kidding.
Which comes from lead deposits.
Yep. I had a project when I was in grade school to build a 110-volt motor. And we took 16 penny nails, wrapped them with copper wire.
I built those too.
Shot the juice to it. The sparks were flying. I was lucky I didn't electrocute myself. It was funny. You know, kids don't do that stuff anymore.
Well, you know, and that's to all our detriment, because what really fosters in the independent person is independent action, and what we're growing now are communitarians.
Absolutely.
Basically, they all think alike, and they're all taught alike, and they follow each other around, and they don't. There's no original thought going on.
Except farm kids. They still do this. Pete, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Okie doke.
You all stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
More this Sunday, the 20th day of January, 2008. For those of you new to the show, my name is John Moore. I am a private detective, homicide detective. You can see my photograph, read my bio at my website, thelibertyman.com. Be sure and check out the products and services that I offer, some rather routine, some very unique and special routine, like discount cruises and tours. I am a travel agent, among other things. And, of course, steam engines, soon to be a new product for steam. This is going to be fun once this is up and running. A completely self-contained steam engine generating unit mounted on a flatbed trailer. The boiler, the steam engine, all the controls ready to go. Nobody's ever done this. Mike Brown hasn't done it. Mike Brown's steam engine will be on it. That's the heart of the system. A boiler fabricated by the man I'm working with will be on the flatbed trailer. All the controls, everything hooked up, attached, tested, and retested, and tested again, ready for delivery to your home or your ranch or your farm, whatever it might be, to make all the electricity and extra domestic hot water for heating your home that you ever dreamed of. Complete, energy self-sufficient, at a very, very reasonable price. We're talking a price at, well, I don't know about delivery price, but I know the price to pick it up at the factory will be $13,000. Now, you compare that with any other method, whether it's hydro or solar, whatever it might be, wind. You try generating the kind of electric we're talking about with wind and see how much money you're going to spend. To do it with solar, you're looking at about $40,000 to $80,000, depending on your battery setup, $40,000 to $80,000. Now, this is going to be a great thing. And we're not ready to put it on my website yet. It's coming soon. And it's going to be a work in progress over the next couple of months as this whole thing works its way out. We're nearly to the top of the hour for the top of the hour break, and we'll be going there soon. I went to a church this morning, and we had our pastor delivered an interesting message about the right to life, and was urging all the people in the congregation to vote for only right to life candidates. And I would urge all of you, we have a cycle coming up here, congressional cycle and presidential cycle. If they don't support right to life, pay no attention to them. They simply do not deserve your money, and certainly not your vote. That's my opinion, and I hope most of you share my opinion. And when we come back from the break, which the music should be starting here shortly, we'll get more deeply into preparedness. That's my passion. I know it's the passion of many of you listening out there, that preparedness is where it's at. I try not to dwell too much on social, political, economic issues, the war, or things of that, like that. It's hard not to give commentary on them. I like to focus more on preparedness and the nuts and bolts of preparedness, doing it right the first time, and doing it right the first time in a cost-effective manner. Top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after the break.